We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's okay. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I love this music. This is what plays in my head when I wake up every day.
Oh, my God. What plays in my head when I go to the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever mowed down a Chipotle burrito?
There it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And you look down and said, am I 6 months with child right now? Don't be ashamed, because there's a brand new social media trend just for that. Because a 24-year-old woman named Clara Gillum from Nashville, Tennessee, started posting selfies on her TikTok that shows her stomach before she eats a big meal and then shows one right after she eats.
I mean, how can people say that Gen Zers aren't a great generation? Yeah. That is fantastic.
We are the best.
I love that. I think it's great.
It's very body positive.
Yes.
And surprisingly, hundreds of other people have gotten on board, and they're sharing their before and after tummy photos as well. And the hashtag that they're using is hashtag bloat goat.
It
doesn't really make any sense, but it rhymes, so it's cool.
Yeah,
I think it's like bloat and then greatest of all time, right?
Yeah,
like that's what we're doing. Like,
I thought it's because goats eat a lot. It's like, now I'm a goat.
I guess.
Sure.
The greatest bloater of all
time. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
But Claire says she's getting a ton of great feedback from people who said they were insecure about their bodies after eating, but now this trend is helping them realize it's okay and it's totally normal.
You see, this is why I stay chubby, because I see no difference when I eat a big
meal. I like that.
It's great. I can eat one little salad or I can eat a huge meal.
Yeah. I would say that we should do this trend for the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram, but you're not going to be able to tell the before and after.
No.
It's just going to look like two after photos.
Yeah. Maybe if Alexis did it.
Yeah.
She's still got that young 20s metabolism.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I can bloat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Someone's like, did Jose eat Alexis?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's some positivity to start your morning with.
Yay!
We're going to bring it back down with the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Brooke Captain Peroxide Fox.
All right. Man. Brooke's going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The Today Show started in 1952 with extremely poor ratings. So a year later, the president of the network brought in a young, upcoming, fresh-faced personality named J. Fred Muggs. And immediately the show became a huge success.
Huh.
Despite never having a previous hosting job, experts say that because of Muggs' unique style and the public's adoration, the entertainer brought in over $100 million in revenue to the network.
Whoa,
dang.
Give him a big salary.
That's like 1950s money, too.
Yeah.
Muggs even had his own merchandise line and made several appearances, opening supermarkets to packed fans and commissioning Navy ships. You need to tell me, who really was J. Fred Muggs?
Oh, he was already a celebrity or something.
Okay. Why would I know?
Well, so
that's so strange.
J. Fred Muggs maybe was his real name, and then when he went and hosted this show, maybe he had a stage name that we all know.
No, I think his stage name was his
Muggs.
Name on the show was Muggs. Oh, you're saying it's the opposite.
See, I don't think that we would know what
you're
his fake name
that,
is. Like, we would know him as a famous person if he's asking us.
Like Jay Muggs was Tom Brokaw, is
yes.
what you're saying.
I think so.
I was thinking opposite, like Brooke.
Because I don't think Muggs is a very good TV name.
I think it's a great name. It's a good radio name.
But no one's
radio
heard of
name, yes, not TV.
It was actually Barbara Walters, final answer.
I would love it.
I mean, this question is from 70 years ago. He wouldn't be asking this if it wasn't gettable, a name that we definitely knew.
Of course.
I mean, the first name that came to my head, someone that is like famous for becoming the late night TV talk show host, is Johnny Carson.
Oh, even I know that name.
That's not bad. Was he originally the Today Show host? I like that.
I don't know about Today Show. As a comedian, I remember watching documentaries, and they were like, dude, once Johnny Carson hit, there was other late night talk shows, but once he trademarked that style of like a monologue, having a comedian or a guest on.
Was Carson stand up on his own, though?
I'm not sure, but I know he was like an actor.
Maybe the first person to bring humor to late night TV.
But we're talking about we're talking about the Today Show. We're not talking about late night.
Okay. Mm. Let's get the question one more time.
The famous Today Show is watched by millions nowadays, but back in 1952, the ratings were in the toilet. So a year later, the network president brought in a young, exciting personality named J. Fred Muggs. Instantly, the audience loved the entertainer and tuned in to watch this person do everything from play the piano to reading the day's headlines from the paper in a funny way.
Uh-oh.
You need to tell me, who really was J. Fred Muggs?
That sounds like Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I just see someone right. sitting, smoking a cigarette on TV because it's the early 50s, playing a piano, and the guy is who?
Desi Letterman.
Arnaz.
I don't know who that is.
That's from I Love Lucy.
Who played Lucille Ball's husband.
Casey Kasem. He was huge everywhere, right?
He was a
radio guy.
Radio and cartoons, but then he went to TV.
Famous funny entertainer from back in the day, Jerry Lewis.
With the telethon. That's not bad.
Do all these people have merch? Because he said they made a ton of like merchandise and stuff.
You know what? I'm going to say Johnny Carson.
Safe answer.
Yeah, and that he moved to late night. Like, he did so well at Today, and then he wanted his own show and moved to late night.
He wanted to get dirtier.
Yeah.
So he went.
In 1952, the famous Today Show launched with extremely poor ratings, so the network president hired a brand new personality named J. Fred Muggs, and immediately it worked. Ratings went way up, and the audiences couldn't get enough, but one person wasn't happy about it. His co-host, news anchor Jack Garraway. Legend has it Jack grew very jealous of Muggs' attention and began spiking the entertainer's orange juice with Benzedrine to make him misbehave.
No.
And that may have actually happened because J. Fred Muggs was a trained chimpanzee like you would see in the circus.
Are you kidding me?
A chimpanzee hosted the Today Show. Is that what
years,
you're telling me?
He's still alive to this day.
I'm bringing it back.
He got the highest ratings ever.
He played the piano. So, like, when we say so easy a monkey can do it, literally that's what we're talking about.
Apparently,
is that...
he mastered over 500 words, and he would do Popeye impressions and play the piano and sit on the host's lap. And everyone loved J. Fred Muggs.
We need to get a monkey on our show.
I know.
Your ratings would probably go
and he was drugged?
The host didn't like him, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being jealous of a monkey?
Right.
All right, well, did not get that one right. Not even close.
Oh, man.
But somebody wanted to hear you sing Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa.
Oh.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. And don't it feel good?
Didn't sound good.
I feel like you could have put more pep in that.
Maybe if you had done it in a monkey voice, then we would have liked it.
That would have been better.
The play of the piano.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.